I need to give fair warning that this morning I'm going to be talking about one of the most radical, dangerous, and controversial ideas in Scripture. Sabbath. Resting with God. Now, it may sound kind of funny to say that's a dangerous or radical idea, but I will share with you from my personal experience the most vehemently negative reaction I've ever gotten to a sermon in my life was a number of years ago, a sermon I preached on Sabbath. And what was ironic and particularly sad was the people who reacted so negatively to this whole idea of Sabbath were the very people who were the most burned out and in need of Sabbath. It's a radical idea, especially in our modern world, which holds up work. But we'll get back to that. I should back up because you may be wondering, why is he talking about Sabbath? It's not even mentioned in either of these readings. Well, notice what the readings do say. First, this passage from this great love poem called the Song of Solomon. And let me point out that most commentators throughout the history of the Christian church, or many, I won't say most, but particularly in the early days, in the Middle Ages and other times, this very racy book, maybe you've sometimes wondered, why is this book in the Bible? It mentions breasts. I mean, it's thought by many this is a love poem between Christ and us, the church. And so when it talks about my beloved coming, it may be referring to Christ. Now with that in mind, hear what this passage says. Our beloved, our Lord, comes leaping over the mountains like a gazelle and says to us, come away. Come away with me. The time of the rains and the winter is over. Come away with me. Come to a time of singing and joy. Come away from the world for a moment. Come away from your cares and worries and anxieties and burdens and all those things that feel like they are weighing you down. Come away and dance and sing and rest. That's Sabbath. Come away with me. And notice what Jesus then himself says in Matthew's gospel. Come to me. Come away with me. Come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden. All of you who feel weighed down or burdened, too much on the to-do list, too many worries, too many responsibilities, too much riding on your shoulders, it feels like. Come to me, all who are weak and heavy laden, and I will give you, what?
Rest.
And not just rest, but notice Jesus then specifies rest for your soul. That's Sabbath. A time to rest with God. To truly rest. Now, I think this whole idea of Sabbath has gotten a lot harder in the modern world. And part of it is due to technology. How many of you have gone on vacation and you keep checking your phone or your email messages or these things that connect you, and connection's not a bad thing, but for most of us, they connect us to work. I was reading statistics the other day. I don't remember the numbers, but a huge number of Americans either never take vacation or when they go on vacation, they're still plugged in to work. So really, it's not a vacation at all. It's work with some different scenery. Now, Now, there's also the issue that we human beings over the years have turned the idea of Sabbath itself into a burden. It was happening in the time of Jesus. Remember, the Pharisees kept coming to Jesus and saying, "Don't do that on the Sabbath. How dare you heal on the Sabbath? How dare you gather food on the Sabbath?" And Jesus kept saying, "You're missing the whole point. Sabbath is not meant to be a burden. Here's what I can and cannot do," because see, you're back to your list then. Sabbath is meant to be liberating and joyous time with God. So if that means you prepare a meal, it's okay. Because maybe you enjoy preparing a meal. It's not work, it's just activity, but with God. We humans are so good at turning these wonderful, joyous gifts of God into burdens and rules and regulations. But notice the tone of both these readings is just the opposite of that. It's joyous and freeing. "Come away with me," Jesus says. "We're going to leap over hills and sing. Come to me, all you who are weak and heavy laden. Put your burdens upon me. Your responsibilities." You know, one of the secrets of Sabbath is the perspective it gives us. How many of you have ever thought, if I don't do this, I can't take a break, because if I don't do this, no one else will? Anyone ever said that about anything? But you realize who you're leaving out of that equation, don't you? It's easy to get caught up in this idea that everything depends on me. It's also kind of a good ego boost there, too. It all depends on me. But Sabbath says it doesn't all depend on you. You can take a break. And you know what? The world will keep spinning. Because you know what? God and the world were doing okay before you were born. I hate to shatter your illusions. Sabbath is about realizing we are not ultimately in charge. We can take a break. You can turn the cell phone off for an hour. I promise you the world won't fall to pieces. Promise you. And if you don't believe me, God promises. So take some time to rest, to disconnect a little, and be with God. Sing a little, dance a little. Enjoy just being. And recognize that God loves you, not because the world's on your shoulders or all the things you do. God loves you even when you do nothing. Because God's love is not based on what you do, it's based on who you are, a child of God. That's Sabbath. "Come away with me," Jesus says. "Come to me, give me your burdens, your worries, your anxieties for just an hour, an afternoon, a day, a week, forever." Sabbath, rest. I know it's a pretty radical idea, but why don't you give it a try? Maybe even this afternoon. Amen.